This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
A 2016 survey conducted by the National Centre for Social Research, or NASSEN, has revealed that for the first time, more than half of people in the UK do not identify as religious. Nearly 3,000 people were questioned for the annual British Social Attitude Survey, where 53% of respondents described themselves as non-religious. The survey also showed that only 15% of people describe themselves as Anglican. I'm Ekin Elboko, and I spoke with the Bishop of Chelmsford, the Right Reverend Stephen Cottrell, down the line to hear his response to the survey. I began by asking Bishop Stephen how concerned the Church should be about this figure of 15%, and of the more general decline of religious belief in the UK.
Well, I suppose it's impossible for any Christian, or certainly any Christian leader, to look at these figures without a certain amount of despondency. Obviously, we would like it if it was telling a different story. But I don't think it's something that we need to get overly depressed, or certainly not something we need to panic about. It doesn't seem to me that what being said is that Britain has suddenly become a nation of atheists. It also seems to me that when somebody says, are you religious or are you not religious, what do people actually mean when they say yes or no to that question? The way I'm reading it is that it awakens us yet again to the great missionary challenge that we face. It's no surprise to the Church that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people growing up in Britain with no knowledge of the Christian faith, no contact with the Church, and therefore it's not surprising that as the years go by, these are the results that we get. What I don't think we should conclude is that therefore the Church has failed, because I know there are many churches which are flourishing and thriving where people are coming to faith, and yes, I know there are many churches which are struggling. So I see this as a helpful awakening to the challenge of ministering in a very diverse society where my experience continues to be that people are very interested in the things of faith, but no, they won't necessarily identify as either religious or Christian or Church of England.
And do you find that maybe there's too much emphasis placed on numbers with these type of surveys, rather than what Christians believe they are called to do, which is creating a positive impact on people's lives by sharing the good news of Christ, which can't always be quantified?
Yes, well, I think I have a number of responses to that question. I mean, first of all, let me make it very clear that as far as I'm concerned, numbers are really important. Numbers are important because people are important. So I make no apology for the fact that I want everybody to know about what God has done in Jesus Christ, because I believe what Jesus Christ shows us is what humanity is supposed to look like. So all human beings can find joy, fulfillment, peace in Jesus Christ. So yes, from that perspective, numbers are very important. But I also want to say that I'm happy to work with a few dozen people, a few thousand people, a few million people, whoever it is that responds to the call of God in Christ, I'm happy to work with. Now clearly, of course, I'd like it to be more people, because more people means more impact. Because the aim is not to build the earthly empire of the Church. That is one of the big mistakes we've made in the past, when actually our figures looked a lot better, but our ability to live out the Christian faith and impact the world for good was maybe not so great. So in the end, what matters is that we tune ourselves to the song of heaven and bring God's kingdom on earth. So impact is important, but you can't have impact without numbers. So I think we need to have a nuanced response to these things.
And the survey also showed that while it is clear that the older generation have a religious belief, with 75% of people over 75 saying they're religious, 71% of young people say they have no religion. Why do you think that there is such a disparity between the older generation and the young in terms of religious affiliation?
Well, again, it would be unwise to give a single answer to these questions, because one has to try to dig down behind the figures to find out what people meant. So, you know, I find often I ask people, are you religious? And the answer is no. Ask them the question, are you spiritual? And the answer is yes. And that's particularly true of young people. So I don't want to sound complacent. These figures are not great news for the Church at all. but they're not terrible news either. They awaken us to a challenge, and obviously that challenge increases as we go down the generations. As I was saying earlier, as increasing generations grow up with no knowledge of the Christian faith, no contact with the Christian church, it's not surprising that they don't use the word religious to describe themselves. But that doesn't mean they've all become atheists. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't happily describe themselves as spiritual. You then, of course, need to unpack what the word spiritual means. But my experience is that often it means an openness to the possibility of God, sometimes and often a deep attraction to the person of Christ, a longing to find a set of values and a way of living which does show us a different way of being human. And again, I know lots of churches where there are young people discovering the Christian faith and living it out. But yes, I wish there were more.
And in your own diocese, the Diocesan Synod approved priorities for youth ministry that will challenge young people to make a Christ-centered impact in their communities and the wider world. And this is all part of an initiative called Transforming Presence. Could you tell me a bit more about what Transforming Presence is and how big of a role youth ministry will play in it?
Transforming Presence is the name we give to our diocesan vision and strategy. And the phrase we intend to be read two ways. Primarily, it's a way of understanding the Christian faith itself, that the Christian faith, the person of Christ, is a transforming presence, that when we know Christ, our lives are transformed, the world is transformed, we become the people we are meant to be. We have a big vision that this is the only way of really bringing peace, justice, joy to the world. The youth element of our strategy is trying to make the very most of using the gifts, the insights and the passions of the young people who are part of the Christian community, because they will be the best people to share it with those who are not.
And then lastly, why for you is religious belief and having a faith in God especially important in today's world?
There are many ways in which we could commend and explain the Christian faith, but a good place to start is that Jesus Christ shows us what humanity is supposed to look like. And what I find does unite people, particularly young people, is real concern about what is happening in our world. My view is that what the world needs is a heart transplant. And if the world received the heart of Jesus, if I received the heart of Jesus, then I am more likely to build a world of peace and justice. I'm more likely to love my neighbour. I'm more likely to build a better world. So that's the reason. That's the reason faith in God matters, because only God can change the human heart.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.